This is A Savage Fuck, written and read by Tabitha Rain, and features longing between lovers with a complex relationship. Where have you been? He cups my face, pain and sadness searing across his expression, followed by a flash of anger. I twist my jaw into his palm, my hair caught between. I know how it will be. We're upright, stiff, awkward and hesitant, but soon we'll be melting, sinking deep into each other. We just have to get over the sweet, desperate hurt first. My pussy throbbed on the way here, hot lust making me turn into his street instead of straight home, where a nice glass of red and a hot bubble bath waited my return. Well, not quite. I'd have to run it and find a corkscrew, but still, it was all there. But no, my cunt yearned for his touch, and I followed. Not even knocking, I just walked through the unlocked door and stood before him, burning. And here I am, holding my breath as my heart drums in my ears, dripping wet. Again, I twist my jaw, urging him to make a move, and he does. He winds his fingers into my hair, gripping and sliding to my nape, adding pressure, forcing my head back, and I sink into my heels, letting him take the weight of me with that one hand on my neck. You neglected me. I know. Why are you here? He knows why. I need you. And I tip my pelvis, jutting my mound into his, bumping the erection, straining through his jeans. Fuck, I'm absolutely desperate for him. I can smell the musk of our mingled need. He's as hot as I am. He pulls my face back and stares into my eyes, lust streaking across his gaze. He takes my head in both hands, shoulders rising as he crushes his lips to mine, stumbling, pushing, tipping me backwards to the door, and we crash against it. Tongues, mouths, heat, wet, we join as if this kiss is all we've got. And in a way, it is. I devour him back, hungrily tasting his white-hot greed for me, matching it. His hands grip tight, and I will him to choke me a little. He doesn't, but presses harder, grinding his body into mine, pushing his knee between my thigh, lifting me. I've waited so long. Me too. He's kissing my neck now, suckling like a teenage fumble, and I want the purple bruise of a love bite to stain me, mark me, own me. I want this savage fuck to take me to the end of myself and back. He releases my head and grabs one breast hard, thumbing my nipple through my work blouse. He groans and sinks to tongue me through the fabric, getting it hot and wet and slippery. He's gone, lost in lust, and I reach to my buttons. They won't come undone fast enough, and he grabs the silk, tearing it open, and drags my tits out of my bra, biting and nipping at my needy flesh. All the while, his knee is jammed to my cunt, and I start bumping and humping and writhing on his meaty flesh, grinding my plump, wanton pussy all over him, soaking his jeans through my knickers. You absolute slut. Yes. I growl. You'll do anything for that needy little cunt of yours. He drops to the floor before me, dragging my skirt up to my waist. He pauses, drinking in the sight of my soaked underwear. It's my turn to grab him now. I fist my fingers into his hair and drag him onto me, lifting one leg to open myself up. His tongue is hot, darting fast. He goes to work, shoving two thick digits into my slick hole, latching onto my clips. Yes, yes. I tip my pelvis to meet him, thrust for thrust. And just as my pussy begins to convulse, he pulls away, rising to catch me and carries me towards the arm of the Chesterfield. He shoves me round, bending me roughly, and I, Norman, for a very savage fuck. Yes, I drape myself over the leather, inhaling the scent, my mouth watering almost as much as my twitching cunt. Fuck me. My words are hissed and muffled, saliva sticking my hair to my hot cheeks and lips. He pulls my knickers to one side and shunts his thick dick right into me. I brace too late and swallow him up as he reaches over, grabbing my hair again in one hand, clamping my hip with the other. I clench tight around him, grasping his whole length as he fucks me hard over the arm of the sofa. The crotch of my underwear rides into the seam of my cunt, rubbing into my swollen clit. It's fucking incredible, and I'm catching the wave, rising, lifting, cresting, this swelling of liquefied sensation. Cunt clenching, I set my jaw, taking the rhythmic pounding. You like that? Yes. I hiss into the leather, breathing hard, feeling his cock get bigger and thicker, taking over my body and soul as he surges balls deep in my ravenous cunt. He begins to shudder, and so do I, convulsing, clenching, my clit surges and releases, fluid gushing between us, wet, squelching sounds combine with our roars. You slut, yes. I'm still now, the eye of the storm. My dripping cunt slows, and he slides his softening cock lazily in and out, dragging the last of the sensations from us. And I'm spent. Lost. Yes. I see his reflection from a mirror above the fire. He's watching his cock as it slowly impales me. His hand still grips fast to my hair and hip. His expression is unreadable from this angle. He withdraws fully, lets me go, and runs his hands through his hair. I push myself up and right my clothing, smoothing my skirt back down over my thighs and clasp my wet blouse shut. I don't tug the pleasure slick knickers from between my pout. I grind my thighs together to keep the sweet, sticky, sore sensation there. I catch a glimpse of my reflection, ravished, fucked. I make my tottering way to the front door. Did you get what you needed? Yes. I leave. Wine and bubble bath waiting. If you enjoyed this, you can find more of my work at tabitharain.com, and for more filthy audios from fabulous artists and writers, get your fix at girlonthenet.com/audioborn.